Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Vargis, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 301. Let us resume our discussion on the biological special program of the epidermis today. We are now in the healing phase symptoms and we meet with several very common medical conditions here. This is because skin is the largest organ of our body and its biological conflict, separation conflict or wanting to separate, is a very common conflict in the lives of many people. Newborn babies very often develop the so-called dermatitis around their mouths and their cheeks when mothers abruptly stop breastfeeding. This is because of the separation conflict due to the loss of contact with the mother's breasts. This can develop into a so-called milk allergy if the first taste of the commercial milk becomes a track. While identifying the skin rashes, the specific location is very important. Always bear in mind the GNM knowledge that the body never lies. For example, the very common condition hives, also known as urticaria, is considered as an allergy by the conventional medicine. In reality, they all can be explained in the framework of the biological special programs triggered by separation conflict or wanting to separate. Suppose a person develops hives on the back, it can be due to a specific type of wanting to separate conflict, for example, get off my back track. Erysipelas is another specific type of skin condition characterized by rashes with pain, swelling, redness, inflammation, etc. There will be sharp demarcated borders. It may be difficult to differentiate between cellulitis and erysipelas because of their similar appearance. We learned cellulitis under the SBS of the fat tissue linked to a light self-devaluation conflict or loss of self-worth. Sometimes the two conditions can occur together when the self-devaluation conflict is triggered by the condition of the skin itself. There can occur sudden symptoms like fever, chill or vomiting during the epileptoid crisis. The conventional medicine interprets the erysipelas as a case of bacterial infection caused by some cuts or sores on the skin and deficiency in the immune system. But GNM very assertively states that erysipelas is caused by a separation conflict and the specific location is determined by the associated separation, the biological handedness, and whether the conflict is mother, child or partner related. Of course, there can have localized separation conflicts also. If the specific separation is related to the nose, chin or cheeks, the skin rashes appearing on those parts of the face are often called as rosacea or lupus erythematosus. In both cases, the conflict is a separation from the face, either a loss of contact or wanting to separate, like get out of my face. The conflict can become a disfigurement conflict by the appearance itself, and in that case, the corium skin will be affected, producing pus-filled pimples. The face is supplied by the trigeminal nerve. When the facial skin gets healed, there can develop a nerve pain and it is called a trigeminal neuralgia. We learned earlier that trigeminal neuralgia can occur during the SBS of both facial bones and their periosteum. There is another extremely rare skin condition called Lyme disease. It is characterized by a specific pattern of skin rash with a bull's eye appearance along with other flu-like symptoms, fever, joint pains, weakness, etc. The conventional medicine considers it as infection transmitted to humans by the bite of deer ticks carrying the bacterium Borrelia burgdorferi. They say if left untreated with antibiotics, the infection can spread to other parts of the body. They believe that the circular outwardly expanding rash is the result of infection. But GNM says it is not infection but the healing of the injury caused by the tick bite, just like what happens after a bee sting. In India, Lyme disease is not a common disease, but for academic interest, we can say that all the symptoms associated with it can be very well explained using the fundamental principles of GNM, the five biological laws of nature. Since the conflicts are taken up by an individual according to the subjectivity, the symptoms also will vary from person to person. Friends, we will discuss more medical conditions linked to the epidermis during the coming days. Here we break today to meet you again tomorrow. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.